Welcome to the Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast by Business English with Christina. If you want to be confident speaking English, network with professionals around the world, and practice speaking to become fluent faster, join us. We have 9 conversation sessions every week. Plus, podcast listeners get a 50% discount on the first month of membership with the discount code FFCC50. The link to join is in the show notes. Now, let's go. Hey, everybody. Christina here for our next episode of the Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast. I'm very excited because I'm here with Lindsay today, who some of you may know from the FFCC or from emails if you know, you've asked us questions or needed to get set up with your coach or anything like that. Anyway, Lindsay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Doing well, doing well. So very exciting topic this week, but I feel like I say that every week, but I feel like Karen's just doing a really good job of picking these topics. So yes. You guys, if you're in the conversation club and you're enjoying these topics, be sure to tell Karen because she's the one who picks the topics each week and she's doing a fabulous job, I feel like.
I agree. I think every week it gets better and it like they build on each other.
Yeah, exactly.
The topics too.
Yes. And so, yeah, so a very exciting topic this week, which is in-demand job skills. So, you know, I'm sure as all of you have noticed, a lot of exciting things are happening in terms of like technology, artificial intelligence, which means that, you know, the skills that are necessary for jobs are changing. And sometimes we say that, you know, kids that are in school today, the jobs that they're going to be doing don't exist yet, which I think is really kind of cool. Some people think it's a little scary, but I don't know, Lindsay, what do you think about that?
I think the robots are taking over the world.
It's going to be like iRobot, that movie with Will Smith.
Yes, great movie. Yeah. Everyone watched that movie. It's exactly like that. Everyone is super scared. And it's not that they're going to take over the world, but everyone is a little worried that they are taking jobs.
Right.
But then the people creating AI are going, no, no, no. There's so many things this can't do. We're actually creating more jobs so that people can work on the robot. Hmm.
Yeah, exactly. And I think, you know, with all of the development of, I would say, artificial intelligence for sort of the mass, you know, market, like ChatGPT or something, which is something that everybody can use. It's not something that's, you know, if we talk about artificial intelligence in like medical devices or things like that, that's really for professionals in a specific field. But because things like ChatGPT, Midjourney are very accessible to everyone, I think this has really sparked a lot of interest in, yeah, like our, like where are we going with all of this technology? And like you said, it's a lot of people, they are afraid that it's will take away jobs, but I think, yeah, I think it, I don't know if it's good. It might take away some type of jobs, but that just means that you're going to have to sort of revamp your job skills, and, you know, be able to do different jobs, which I don't know if that's a bad thing. Cause if you're doing a job, which is, I don't know, kind of tedious or boring or monotonous, and you can save time by getting artificial intelligence to do it, it means that you can do the more exciting stuff, I think.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think that instead of thinking about technology as a bad thing, we use it to make our lives easier. And that is, you know, what ChatGPT and all that is about, is just making our lives easier, not going through Google searches. And then you still have that human touch that will always have to be there. So we don't have to worry about that with the AI and the robots. You always have the human input that is needed in most businesses.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, because you can, you know, you can ask something to ChatGPT, but then there's, I would say, I don't know if there's got to be, but I would say it's maybe preferable in a lot of situations to have a human who reads through it, who maybe corrects some things, who changes some things. And there's, you know, there's someone who's there who kind of like makes that call, you know, is this good as it is, as the AI generated it? Or is this maybe just the raw material and something that I can start from and I can then add my own touch? And so, yeah, and I think it's about leveraging, I would say, the technology to make our lives easier and better, and to maybe to be able to do more, or at least do as much in less time, to free up some time for other things that are not work related, perhaps.
Yeah, I completely agree, especially with the monotony. And that's what, for the last, 50 years, computer jobs have always been monotonous. It's the same thing over and over, data entry. If we can find a way to make that easier on the people that are doing that, I think their lives will be better. And they will. Yeah. They'll be more excited about their job and actually learn some other skills instead of just, the same thing over and over and over.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Maybe like level up their skills, which would make them more valuable in the workplace, which means that they can negotiate a higher salary. And it's like, if they know how to use artificial intelligence intelligently, let's say, or efficiently, that's something that can be very valuable for a lot of companies, or valuable for themselves if they're working for themselves as well. I almost want to say it's like how, in the past, when internet was created, like then being able to, like, how to use internet became just like a basic job skill. And I feel like probably in the near future, knowing how to use artificial intelligence is going also to become sort of a basic job skill for a lot of things.
Yes, I completely agree. I feel like my son will be working with AI a lot more than we are. Just like for our parents, we work on the computer probably 75% more.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. And it's like, I have a friend and she's got a son who is 12 or so. Mm-hmm. And he's like already like using ChatGPT to do his homework and things like that. So, I think the younger generations, this is just going to be a part of what they have to know how to do to go out and get a job. And we're going to have to keep up or get out, I think.
Yeah.
Right. Okie dokie. Well, thanks a lot, Lindsay. And have a good one.
All right. You too.
Thank you for listening this week. If you want to do more than just listen and you want to practice speaking vocabulary and get the confidence in English that you need for your career, become a member of the Faster Fluency Conversation Club today. And if you want to try the club, we'll give you a guest invitation to a free first session so that you can see for yourself how awesome this club is. To arrange your guest invitation, email us at contact@christinarubafe.com and just ask. We'll take care of you.